Now the Phrygians wrote down their language. We have inscriptions, that is, writing on stone or metal, from buildings and artifacts, and they used an alphabet similar to that of the Greeks. Unfortunately, the language is still very poorly understood. Consequently, our knowledge of Phrygian history comes from the outside. It comes from the writings of the Greeks, as well as the Assyrians, this great empire that I'll be talking about on and off in these lectures, that existed to the east. The kingdom of the Assyrians is essentially what is northern Iraq today. But judging from these two sources, as well as the archaeological record, we know that the Phrygians reached their peak in the 8th century BC, during the rule of a king called Midas. Now, King Midas is known from a number of sources, and you may well have heard of him according to the Greek source, where he is the man who had the touch of gold, the Midas touch. According to the myth, he had aided a god, and in gratitude, the god gave him his fondest wish, which evidently was to turn anything he touched into gold. And according to the story, Midas was very happy for a while. He turned all kinds of things into gold. But when he realized that he couldn't feed himself because every time he touched food, it turned to gold, and when his own beloved daughter, who ran to him and he touched inadvertently, turned to gold, then he had enough of this gift. And luckily, the god reversed this wonderful boon. Now, that's, of course, a total myth. But we do know about Midas also from a more reliable historical source. And this comes from the annals of the Assyrian kings. Now, as I mentioned, at the end of the Bronze Age, around 1000 BC, most of the great empires of the East had fallen to their knees, like the Hittites, like the Egyptians, like the Babylonians. The Assyrians, who had also been very powerful during the Bronze Age, managed to weather these devastations better than the other areas. And so during the 9th and 8th centuries BC, had developed a vast empire. Now, during the height of the Phrygian Empire, evidently, Phrygia abutted against Assyrian lands. And in fact, we hear that the Assyrians were quite concerned about a Phrygian king whom they called Mita, M-I-T-A, which scholars believe is the same name as Midas. Now, Mita is mentioned in the annals of an Assyrian king called Sargon II, and he ruled between 717 and 709 BC. And Mita is called King of the Mushki, which seems to be either a name that the Assyrians called the Phrygians, or perhaps a tribe that was allied with the Phrygians. In any case, Mita seemed to have been threatening the western frontiers of the Assyrian Empire. And this caused Sargon to invade Phrygia. Now, we don't know the details of this, but peace seems to have been quickly brokered, and Midas, or Mita, was forced to pay tribute to the Assyrians and give Assyria some gold. And shortly thereafter, in 695 BC, a semi-nomadic people called the Cimmerians invaded Phrygia, burning the capital city of Gordion. And again, we have to turn to legend to find out the end of King Midas, but according to the Greeks, Midas, in despair, committed suicide by drinking bull's blood. Now, bull's blood in itself, I think, wouldn't kill you, but it's thought that bull's blood may be a certain type of poison that Midas used. In any case, in its weakened state, Phrygia was eventually absorbed by a neighboring kingdom, the Lydians, a people we'll talk about in a few lectures.